This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Bolivia's leader Luis Arce says the general accused of leading the failed coup wanted to, quote, take over as president. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
La intención era tomar el gobierno.
In an interview with the Associated Press, the embattled leader denied claims he set up the coup himself to gain political points and added that the government was investigating if the attack was organized by the country's political opposition.
¿Qué es lo que se está investigando?
Images from Bolivia shocked the world on June 26th as armed troops stormed the government palace in La Paz. Arrests have already been made. In the capital, police held a presentation of a number of detained soldiers accused of staging the coup. Authorities say around 200 military officers took part. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A weapons expert has told the UN his organization has irrefutably established missile debris in Ukraine is North Korean. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The UN Security Council has been presented with evidence of North Korean missiles being used in Ukraine.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, executive director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Leff says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban on Saturday ruled out any discussions on, quote, internal issues of Afghanistan, including women's rights, with international envoys at an upcoming crucial United Nations-hosted meeting in Doha, Qatar. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Zabihullah Mujahidi, the Taliban government spokesperson and head of its delegation attending the conference, said that the two-day talks commencing Sunday would primarily center on Afghan economic issues and counter-narcotics efforts. Special envoys from around two dozen countries, including the United States, will gather to interact with Taliban representatives for the first time since UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres initiated what is referred to as the Doha process a year ago. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Polls have closed in the presidential election in Mauritania. Incumbent Mohamed Ould Ghazouani is widely expected to win the vote after positioning Mauritania as a strategic ally of the West in a region swept by coups and violence. Ghazouani is seeking re-election on the pledge of providing security and economic growth. He's a former army chief and the current president of the African Union. He came to power in 2019 following the first democratic transition in the country's history and on Saturday promised to respect the results of the vote. His opponents have accused him of corruption and mismanagement, but he remains popular among Mauritians who see him as a beacon of stability. The United Nations admits it has fallen short on its goals to improve lives across the globe. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The United Nations is warning it's met just 17% of about 170 goals to end poverty, achieve peace, and protect the planet. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres releasing a report card of sorts on the Sustainable Development Goals aimed at helping the lives of some 7 billion people.
Our failure to secure peace, to confront climate change, and to boost international finance is undermining development.
He says there's no reason that countries can't pick up the pace. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands joined an LGBT pride march in Greece's second biggest city on Saturday to mark the end of Euro Pride Week, an event staged in a different European city each year. Jeffrey Kinney from France took part in the parade.
The political situation is getting a bit tense all across Europe and also beyond. So it feels great to be here. It feels great to be standing for human rights, because LGBTQ+ rights are human rights. So that's how it goes.
Greece legalized same-sex civil marriage in February. The law made socially conservative Greece one of the first Orthodox Christian countries to allow such unions. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.